It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
The emergency contraceptive Plan B One Step, also known as the morning after pill, was recently ordered to be sold over the counter, lifting all age limitations. People have a confusion about what the morning after pill is. Is it like the abortion pill? Is it a contraceptive? We're going to clear that all up for you. My guest is Dr. Sarah Godfrey. She's obstetrician gynecologist. So Dr. Godfrey, let's talk about the morning after pill. What is it? And what is now the new regulations as far as age limitations, over the counter stuff?
The morning after pill is basically a set of synthetic hormones that you take, ideally within 24 hours of having unprotected intercourse, you know, whatever that is, maybe because of rape or because you had a condom break, and you basically take it within 3 days of the unprotected intercourse as a way of blocking pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill because it works on other mechanisms. It works on the cervical mucus. It works on preventing ovulation. So it works differently than an abortion pill. I would not put it in that category. You also asked, what's the deal? What's new now? What's new is that, as you just described, the FDA approved unrestricted access to emergency contraception, to the morning after pill. They lifted the age limits. So it used to be that you could get this Plan B, the morning after pill, if you were 17 or older and you could prove it to a pharmacist. You could do that without a prescription. But if you were younger than 17, you needed to have a doctor's prescription to get it. Now, girls of all age can get it.
Do you, this is just your opinion, think this is good or bad?
Well, you know, Melanie, you and I both have two children. So here's my take on it. My take is that I think it's a good idea, with a few caveats. Now, you know, I am natural hormone girl. Like, I really think it's important not to put synthetic hormones in your body. But I would say even more important is that I want to prevent unintended pregnancies. And I want girls and women to have more choices, not fewer. So there's a number of potential cons. There's a number of potential pros. If I had to give you just, you know, the short version, I'm in favor of this, but with a few caveats.
Okay, now do you think that it's going to create anarchy, as some people have think that it's going to? Everyone's going to run around having sex and then run out to the pharmacy and grab this. I mean, you know, they thought this, Dr. Gottfried, about, you know, condoms. And then they thought this about birth control. And it's really not proven to be the case, right? It doesn't create more, you know, sexuality than if they didn't have it.
That's right. I mean, the basic argument here, which I think comes from maybe some of the social conservatives, is that having unrestricted access to the morning after pill is going to increase sexual activity in underage teens. But we just really haven't seen that with other choices that we've put into the market. As you mentioned, condoms, you know, other different ways that you can prevent pregnancy. We also know that this thing costs $50, so I just don't think that a lot of underage girls are going to be requesting it. The main thing is it's just going to make it easier and less shameful to purchase something that's going to prevent unintended pregnancy.
Now, as natural hormone girl, which I am as well, I love that title, and we should give that to you as your new title. What do you think that, are there any side effects to this synthetic hormone? Things that, you know, I mean, if you were to give a teenager your best advice, would you say, don't take this more than once or twice if you have to? Are there going to be side effects?
There are side effects. And, you know, I sometimes joke that I've had every hormone imbalance that a woman can possibly have. And I have taken the morning after pill, so let me just admit that straight up. I can tell you from taking it personally that it makes you nauseated. So the doses of the synthetic hormones in the morning after pill are much stronger than what are in the birth control pill. So that's a potential con. You know, the girls and the women who take this may notice that they have nausea, maybe even vomiting, and that's part of the reason why the effectiveness is not as high as you might think. So the morning after pill is most effective within 24 hours of unprotected sex. The overall effectiveness is 60 to 89%. So, you know, one really important takeaway message here is that you've got to do the pregnancy test 2 to 3 weeks later to make sure that you did not get pregnant. It's not foolproof.
Okay, I love that you said the 2 to 3 weeks later because people don't know when to take that test. Do you, you know, do you have to wait till you're late or can you take it? I mean, obviously, if it's not a complete 100% effective thing, you're going to be worried until the time comes. If the condom broke or you didn't use anything, you know, especially a young girl is going to be worried until that time comes that they take that pregnancy test.
Well, they're going to be worried, and then, you know, kind of a second cousin to the worry is denial. And we all know that teenagers tend to have more denial than other women do. So I think it's very important to state clearly that you got to do that pregnancy test. And there's even some types of pregnancies, such as ectopic pregnancies, where the pregnancy test may not show up as positive even later. So, it, you know, I recommend doing a pregnancy test within 2 to 3 weeks and then another one 4 weeks later.
Well, and I mean, teenagers, as you say, they are in denial, but they also have a feeling of immortality, and they're not going to think about necessarily consequences and things of that nature. So if you're talking to your own child, your own daughter at this age, what are you going to tell her about? Do you even bring this up to a teenager? Do you let them know it's available? Do you leave that to a person such as yourself when you take her to the gynecologist? How do you even go about bringing something like this up without feeling that you are then saying, by the way, if you don't, here this is?
Great question. You know, I think that what I've learned as a mother, and I have teenage daughters, I've learned to bring it up when the topic comes up. So, for instance, when my daughter will talk about a girl at school who has, you know, maybe done something suggestive and the topic is on sex, that's when I bring it up. And I talk about it in a lot of different ways. I talk about contraception. I talk about, you know, some of these pieces related to values and what sort of options are available to her once she decides to become sexually active. And I really try to create an environment so that she feels comfortable coming to me to ask questions. But I can tell you that there's other mothers and fathers who really are uncomfortable with this conversation, and they would rather outsource as much as possible to their gynecologist. And I think that's fine, too. You just want to be careful that your gynecologist is not imposing their own values on that conversation.
Yeah, I think that... Well, I think that I'd have to be, you know, I'm one of those parents. I don't think I'm uncomfortable with particularly any conversation. There is nothing off limits in our house. Now, so you've got to have the conversation when the topic comes up, you know, make sure if you're going to go to your gynecologist that their values kind of run along lines with yours. If you're uncomfortable in the last 30 seconds, Dr. Gottfried, and you are such a good guest, give us your best advice about the morning after pill and your favorite birth control and contraception.
Well, my best advice is really that this is good. This is good that women have more choices, not fewer. We need that. Overall, we need more choices. We need more contraception. My favorite form, vasectomy. I love vasectomy.
Yay. I'm right there with you. Preaching to the choir right here. I know. Isn't that nice? Then we don't have to worry about it all the time. You're listening to Radio MD, where you get the best up-to-date, really quality information from some of the best medical experts in the world, bar none. I'm telling you, our guests are really the tops, just like Dr. Sarah Gottfried. You are listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.